Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Power through Him. Today we look at 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out His commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep His commands. And His commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Take a second to think of a student that has been struggling with sin lately. Odds are it didn't take long for someone to come to mind. Odds are it didn't take long for a couple of your students to come to mind. It's no surprise that this world is full of sin. You turn on the news and it's all you hear about. Sin in your home, in your neighborhood, everywhere you go. In fact, you are just as sinful as that student you thought of. We all are. None of us are worthy of God's love. What the news won't tell you, however, is the good news of our salvation through Jesus. That's why it's so important to constantly be in the Word of God. That's where we find the truth of who we are, and more importantly, whose we are. Our resurrection reality is that we will overcome this broken world. Of course, not by anything we do or have done, but completely by what God has already done for us. We are no longer slaves to sin because Jesus broke every chain through His death and resurrection. Our debt is paid in full. God says in 1 John 5:3, "In fact, this is love for God, to keep His commands, and His commands are not burdensome." So while we live here on earth, He wants us to show Him and others love by living in full obedience of His commands. Think about how much easier your school days would be if everyone lived in harmony with one another and obeyed His commands. Imagine if we were all convicted of our sins right after we committed them, then confessed them to one another so that we could encourage each other to live the way we know He wants us to. Sin has consequences, and God loves you so much, He wants you to avoid the pain and hurt that sin causes. This world is not our home. Earthly pleasures are just that, earthly. Life with Jesus is everlasting. We can bask in that resurrection reality. As we teach those entrusted to us, pray that they cling to Jesus when temptation gets strong. Remind them that they have the power, through Jesus, to say no to sin. We don't need to fear this world and sin because He has already won. Praise God. We pray. Heavenly Father, we are weak. We know that our source of strength comes from You to defeat sin and temptation in this world. Strengthen our students to say no to sin. Fill us with Your Spirit so that we can be role models for them with how we live our lives. Thank You for being the perfect example for how to live. We love You, Lord. Amen. A question to consider. Can you think of a game plan to pray for a specific student that is struggling? Maybe journal about it. Possibly write that student's name on a couple of post-it notes and put them around your house. Sit in their spot before school and say a prayer for them. Sit in that same spot after school and say a prayer of thanksgiving for how the day went, or a prayer for the next day to go a little better. May God bless that student and draw him or her closer to God. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.